It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, let's look at wealth management in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so many changes to the financial world since we've been doing these radio broadcasts. Changes to tax rules, succession planning, the banking crisis, of course, then all those pension reforms, regulatory charges. And would you say the financial planning landscape has got a bit more complicated, or has it changed completely since the start of this 21st century?
Well, I think it's always been, all of those issues have, financial planning in the general sense of the word, the generic sense of the word, has always been a complex subject. It's not a subject for the faint-hearted to attempt on a DIY basis. That's why independent financial advisors and other wealth management advisors exist. The simple fact is that it's the art of keeping up to date with all those changes and working out how, when one door slams shut, how, where, and at what level will another door open? And the art of financial planning is always to be looking at the new opportunities. And sometimes, you know, in a business like Blevins Franks, with all the skills and expertise we have within the back office of the business, is looking at what we believe will happen so that we can preempt things and be prepared for it. Perhaps a classic example of that is that when we're talking to a client today in the mobile world in which we live, we're often planning, obviously, for the environment in which they live. If they're resident in a continental European country, France, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, we'll be planning to get their wealth into a tax-efficient set of circumstances for the residential area in which they live. But we'll also be keeping a watching eye on how that might impact, if ever they should, or the widow or widower should, return to the UK at some point in later life, so that we aren't missing any future opportunities that may crop up if the idea of living outside the UK at, for whatever reason, at some point in the future, begins to sour a little for whatever reason, infirmity, missing the grandchildren, the death of a partner. And so we're always looking at the whole thing in the round to make sure that we're on top of the game.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's hard for most people to keep up with it all. So financial advice has become increasingly vital over the years. How important, particularly for expatriates, to use advisors who live and work in their country of residence and ideally in their local area as well?
That's a very interesting question, Howard, because more often than not, as a firm of independent financial advisors with a wide range of products and services and expertise at our disposal, generally speaking, when we meet a potential client, that potential client will already have, undoubtedly, very good quality financial advisors in tow. He may have an independent financial advisor who has advised on investments, insurance, and maybe the pensions. He may have an accountant. He'll almost certainly have a solicitor somewhere in the wings. And those relationships that the potential client has built up over the last 25, 30 or 40 or even 50 years are going to be significant, and very much often these advisors are friends with a small F. And it's very often difficult for Blevins Franks, when approaching these clients, to unshackle them from the previous advisors that they've used for understandable reasons. And generally speaking, if we meet a client who has been living as an expatriate for the last, let's say, 4 or 5 years, and they have continued to use the UK-based advisors that they have had for a long time and in whom they've understandably got confidence, generally speaking, they have almost always missed a number of opportunities. That isn't because the advisors are necessarily bad per se. It's simply because if you're taking advice from a UK-based source and you're living in Spain or France or Portugal or wherever, you need local advice because the laws change in that local environment so frequently that anyone based in the UK, unless you're a business like Blevins Franks, and there isn't really anyone else like Blevins Franks in that sense, they can't keep up with the changes. So what tends to happen is that we often meet a potential client who says, you know, I've heard this on the radio, but I don't really understand why you would be doing any better than the people who've been advising me for the last 15 or 20 years. When we look at the circumstances, it's obvious to us, and it becomes obvious to those individuals, generally speaking, that whilst they've had the best advice available from the advisor in the UK, let's say, there are some very smart tweaks that can be made to your portfolio that will be there because we understand in great detail the intrinsic differences between the UK and the manner in which they treat such investments, like pensions, like investments, like insurance, in particular, say, insurance bonds. The rules and regulations concerning those are fundamentally different. And so not only do I believe generally that, and for the last 40 years having given advice to expatriates around Europe, not only do I believe it's essential to have an advisor who lives in your country, I think it's even more important to have an advisor who lives in your own particular region or area, because that local experience will make a fundamental difference to the way we approach a number of things. You'll know yourself, Howard, that, for example, just as it's the same in France and in Spain, you can get a ruling which works in one region of Spain or France, which is treated differently in another region of Spain or France. And so having that local expertise can be like a 1+1=2.5 result.
Yeah.
So not only the country in which you live, but I think you must have someone living in the region in which you live.
Yeah. Well, taking that as read, Bill, passporting makes this easier for you. Can you explain what it is?
It's very simple. Blevins Bank, for example, is regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, the UK's national regulator governing all sorts of financial services. And under the passporting rules, every one of the staff who work in continental Europe are regulated by that regulator. They have all qualified by exams. Some have gone further than that and passed trustee exams. Some have passed specific pensions exams. All of those set down by the UK regulatory system. And under that regulatory system, once you have qualified as an acceptable advisor by the regulatory system, you can then passport your service out into other member countries of the European Union. And of course, quite what will happen with that passporting once the Brexit negotiations are carried out, I can't tell you. What I do know is that we have always had a very substantial base in Malta, currently more than 100 staff working there with a whole host of skills and expertise. And of course, we provide a number of our services from Malta, a fully subscribed member of the European Union, which will continue to give us the opportunity of using the Malta Financial Services Regulatory Authority, which is largely a mirror of the UK rules, to protect the clients and give them English language type cover in the event that we provide services to them out of a Malta regulated business, which may come about if we come to the end of Brexit and the passporting rules out of the UK regulatory authorities are no longer permitted.
Yeah. So you can use a UK firm with advisors living locally, which sounds ideal, but often other countries are involved because, for example, the jurisdictions where the funds are managed or where the administration centres are based. So this must be a concern.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think the single greatest concern for Blevins Franks, and I'm sure that's true of other advisors, is the security of our clients' wealth. We know in our marrow that we're dealing with other people's money. And, you know, frankly, that is such an important part of their life. We want to be certain that we've got proper security and protection. So generally speaking, we are regulated by the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority, and in some cases by the Malta Financial Services. We've got regulated products being used by us out of the Republic of Ireland, which is, again, is a very strictly regulated economy. And frequently we will use investment services and products advanced beyond measure, but issued out of Luxembourg, which is a member of the European Union. And we use Luxembourg because it has what is commonly called a triangle of security. You have at the pinnacle of the triangle the Luxembourg regulator, the Commissariat aux Assurances, and at the bottom left of that triangle you have a product provider, and the bottom right-hand corner of that triangle you have a custodian bank. And so that when Blevins Franks transact something for an individual client, it will be transacted through the custodian bank, with the investment advisor being advised of the transaction, and that asset will be held within the custodian bank off the balance sheet, so that even if the investment product provider were to go bust, your funds would still be secure. And in the event, funnily enough, in the event of that bank, which is appointed by the Luxembourg government, goes bust, you're protected by the Commissariat of Assurances. Effectively, you have a 100% investor protection guarantee by using product out of Luxembourg. Why do we use Luxembourg? Because it's massively superior to the protection that you're offered even in the UK. And of course, we also have this immense staffing within Malta. We've in excess of 100 staff there. Most of our staff have university qualifications. We run an ongoing training scheme. A substantial number of our staff are professionally qualified under the Financial Conduct Authority rules. We have a number of people qualified in the area of trusteeship. And so the using overseas territories, in particular those products and services within the European Union, for a client base which is almost exclusively within the European Union makes absolute common sense.
Very impressive, Bill. For our listeners in Spain, going back to the list of changes that we've seen, how has cross-border tax planning for UK nationals in Spain evolved over the years? I presume it's got a lot more complex, but there are still opportunities to reduce taxation on our investment capital and wealth.
That's true. And of course, that the point I made earlier about being adroit enough to keep pace with the changes is probably the key. You know, obviously, I'm talking about my own business because I don't know intrinsically enough about any other business than my own. But within the Blevins Franks organization, our skills and expertise, and proven over, as I say, 40 years, is that the cross-border and differences which crop up and which exist and change from time to time in relation to taxation, especially under the terms of the double tax treaty and under the changes in budgets and finance acts or the equivalent thereof, when the tax circumstances of certain investment products change and move about, we need to be sharp enough to be on top of those changes to make sure that we are always updating our clients' investment choices and their tax planning with what works at that particular point in time. Not in my experience, not many things in the tax planning sphere and in the investment choices sphere last forever. You do need to have a regular, ongoing, day-to-day review of the way in which tax is being applied to certain investment products to make sure that your clients are properly positioned to reduce their tax liability.
So talking about investments, Bill, do you think it's harder for individuals to manage their portfolios these days and to choose reliable and suitable investments? What's the situation?
It's a very good question. I think it's become even more complex. I mean, the number of investment products available to individuals to select from and the sometimes difficult to comprehend advertising and the marketing that takes place around investment funds. It's a bit difficult sometimes. You start peeling the onion of the information you get and you just find another skin underneath until you get to the centre and you're still confused. People who talk about specialist investment funds often think because they show a decent rate of return, these are the things to invest in, and very often they've invested in something they don't understand, and when it goes wrong, they simply are at a loss. Now, I think that the most convenient way of getting your wealth managed in a sensible, structured form that includes finding the appropriate investments for you as an individual and then placing those investments within a tax-efficient arrangement to make sure that whenever you place your investments and wherever they are held, you are also keeping most of the returns and only paying, as it were, unto Caesar what is due to Caesar. And I think that does require much more specialised knowledge than most individuals have the time to acquire. Some people can do it, but it's seriously a full-time job. Yeah. And frankly, our skills and expertise is to find those opportunities and then release them unto our clients once they are a client, because that's what we're paid to do.
So overall then, Bill, to sum up, what advice can you give our listeners to ensure their financial planning is still ideal for today's world?
I think you just do have to contact your independent financial advisor, sit down, go through your personal circumstances, financial circumstances again, and make sure that what you have now ties in with your current set of circumstances and your projection of where you're likely to be in 4 or 5 years' time. We should always be planning, you know, for 4 or 5 years down the line in most cases, and sometimes for even longer. The answer to your question is you have simply got to sit down with someone who understands you and what you're trying to achieve, has the skills and expertise to apply a solution to it, and move on.
Indeed. And your website is a good place to start.
Yeah, www.blevinsfranks.com contains a lot of information about the services we provide and the areas in which we operate, and indeed all the local offices and the partners who staff those offices are listed there as well for you to make contact. We'd love to hear from you.
Excellent, Bill. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard.